Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to thank you for tuning in today, and we are honored that you're part of this conversation, for this is truly a network that God is building, and for such a time as this. You know, on today's program, we're going to be talking about the security of our nation. You know, right now, you've heard many times from us and really from a lot of sources that our borders are porous. Right now, there's so many people, illegals, if you will, that are crossing our borders, and this poses a great threat to our safety, to our security. There are so many undocumented people in our nation, and I'll tell you, we have to really start to consider and wonder, is there an enemy within? America has enemies, and they would love to do us harm. And now we're seeing a time where before it'd be so difficult, more challenging for nations to be able to attack us and to affect the homeland, if you will. But right now, there are people that are crossing our borders. They're in our nation, and many the government doesn't know about. I want you to listen to Leslie Stahl, as she interviews the Director of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, for a 60-minute segment. What she uncovers is astonishing, and you don't want to miss it. Watch this.
The FBI says it has homegrown extremist investigations going on in every single state. How serious is this threat? Is it hair on fire? Every state?
I certainly don't believe in the hair on fire phenomenon.
But every state? I mean, that means it's percolating
everywhere. The fact that we have investigations in every state does not surprise me. We are very concerned about young people romanticizing a group like ISIL. And so we've got to keep tabs.
This is the Director of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson. And he says it doesn't concern him. It's not surprising to him. Did you hear what she said? She said right now the FBI has investigations in 50 states for homegrown terrorists. This is important. We need to be concerned. We need to be alert. And we need to be prayerful and watchful. There are many that would try to do us harm. And I'll tell you that our only protection, our only safety is going to be found in the Lord. It's time for us to begin to start crying out to God, falling on our knees, asking the Lord to protect us and for us to turn to his ways, to leave anything that would be, you know, hurt God. There's so much sin right now across the land. And I start to look at, my goodness, what is happening? And how many people are paying attention to the real threats that exist today? When we get back from this break, we're going to continue to talk about this so that we can be informed, so we can be alert, but most importantly, so that we can look inwardly and upwardly as to our response. America is a great nation. It would be a horrible thing to lose it. We don't have to lose it. We don't have to have more tragedies like 9/11. But what are we going to do in response to God regarding this? You just heard from the Director of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson. And it's his task under of course, he works for the President of the United States. But it's his task to help keep Americans safe and secure. And when you hear Leslie Stahl inform him and us, because who knew? I mean, really, how many people are aware or were aware that the FBI has in these investigations in all 50 states. And what they're investigating is homegrown terrorists. These are terrorists that are in the United States, and there's an investigation in every state of our union. That is alarming. And, you know, the mindset, I think, about many Americans is that, you know, terrorism is something that exists over there in the Middle East, but it can't really exist here. Although we've had a couple of incidents, it's like people forget about it. It was only 13 years ago, I believe, right around there, 13, 14 years ago, when we had 9/11. And we're going to talk more about how these al-Qaeda groups have splintered off, and we haven't decimated them. We haven't got rid of them. they've almost multiplied, and they're all over the world. Mm-hmm. In fact, you know what? Go to 404 now before we talk about Kamal Saleem, because Kamal Saleem gives us some insight that's really remarkable. But you're looking at a map right now of the Middle East, and you're seeing where these homegrown terrorists, not homegrown, these jihadist groups that have broken off from Al-Qaeda are all over the world. I mean, they're in Mali, they're in Algeria, they're in Tunisia, they're in Somalia, Yemen, mm-hmm. Egypt, the Philippines, Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
And then not to mention, I mean, you have in Lebanon, you have Hezbollah, right? And I'll tell you what, Hamas, I mean, they're right there in the Gaza Strip.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, ISIS. And so you're looking at, man, this is that we haven't decimated these guys. They've been growing. But I think a lot of Americans have said, well, as long as it's happening over there, it's not.
We don't have to worry about
it's
it.
It's not happening here. We had 9/11, right?
Right.
But then they're not. They quickly forgot that just a couple of years ago, we had the Boston bombing.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve, that was just two individuals. And mm-hmm. what I found that was utterly remarkable is how those two individuals, two brothers, shut down mm-hmm. Boston. I mean, they shut it down. And for some hours, they had the police. They were going block by block. They were doing searches. They finally found the perpetrators, and one of the brothers was killed, and they captured the other one. But it shut down the city. And you think just two people. I want you to listen to Jay Johnson, the director of Homeland Security, as he begins to tell Leslie here how the government's tracking them. Because what's happening is mm-hmm. that Americans now are being recruited by ISIS and other organizations to go perform jihad elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And then they're coming back into the United States
yeah.
with training, with a radical ideology,
mm-hmm.
filled with hatred towards Americans, hatred towards Christians, hatred towards the Jews. This is serious. We need to be informed so that we know what to do. Watch this.
Now, as I understand it, of the 180 Americans who have gone overseas to fight in Iraq and Syria, 40 have come back. I assume that you're keeping close tabs on those 40.
We have, in fact, kept close tabs on those who we believe have left and those who've come back. A number have been arrested or investigated, and we have systems in place to track these individuals, but you can't know everything.
More than 3,000 Europeans have gone to Iraq and Syria to fight with ISIS. One reason so few young people from the United States have gone, he says, is geography.
You can't know everything. You can't know everything. And they're trying very hard to know everything, and they're saying they can't know everything. Hey, look, there's people in our country that want to do us harm.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them they have tracked. And this number is reportedly small, but Kamal Saleem, who we've had on this program, he was sent here to the United States to perform jihad.
Mm-hmm.
And while he was here, he had a different change of heart.
Yeah, a little bit of an encounter, kind of changed his direction.
Yeah, he found Jesus, and now he's a wonderful minister of the gospel. But it's amazing. It goes to show us that you can go from a persecutor to a person that's no longer persecuting and loving the very people that you were once persecuting. So there is hope. I mean, there is hope. That's what Kamal tells us. But I want you to see what Kamal's tells us in regarding the actual number, because the Homeland Security Department quoted a little smaller number, but I want you to hear what Kamal says that's actually here. This is from a former jihadist. Watch this.
In 2010, the U.S. Patrol Border reported that nearly 450,000 Islamic terrorists crossed into the United States of America. 2010. And the numbers are escalating. And what happened, the reason why they know those numbers and they report them, because they could not deport them back, because Canada or Mexico would not take them back. So America is stuck with them. And America would not send anyone to jail. So what they have to do is give them a court date. And because we have no place and no money to spend on them, so they release them back into society and they disappear. And so what happened is, today America is in grave dangers. And why? Because they want to hurt the United States of America, specifically the church.
Kamal is telling us 450,000 from the State Department. Terrorists are in our country since 2010. It's been a little bit longer than 2010. Fast forward 5 years at the time till today.
Yeah.
Steve, having served as a Marine two tours of duty, are we even prepared? I mean, we get a scratch and we're crying out here. I mean, are we prepared for what lies in the shadows?
Well, if we're not paying attention, because there's some that when you kind of look at the comparisons, like you're saying, that Jay Johnson was saying, the fact that, you know, they're in every state. But like what you're saying is, you rewind just a few years, a little past a decade, when you look at what happened on 9/11, I mean, the nation was affected. But what people don't take in consideration is that there were 19 hijackers. Mm. 19. When you look at what you're saying as far as the Boston bombing, that was two. Two. Even when you look at just in separate nations outside of America, what just happened in, you know, in Kenya, just there was just a handful of men that walked through a school, and 147. It is affecting a nation. What I have come to learn is that when I was overseas, what I was trained is that some of the most dangerous individuals are the ones that are the nicest.
Wow.
Because it's not someone that's going to shoot at you from 300 yards away just to see how you respond. They're going to walk up with you with a cup of tea. You're going to be introducing yourself. You're going to be talking to them. We would go back, and then we would basically talk to our intelligence community and say, hey, I talked to this guy. Here's some pictures. Here's who we met. And they would say, you need to go back there and roll that whole house. And what I mean by roll up is basically saying you need to basically, you know, bring them back so that we can talk to them, because they are a person of high interest. But just hearing this as like the surface level, it would cause someone to just be, you know, respond in fear or respond in just anxiety. And that's not our intent, because in these types of situations, like when he's saying the fact that there's sleeper cells in every single state, that's 50 states. That at any moment, just like what Kamal Saleem is saying, is that 450,000 people are now in this nation. They're waiting for the call. They're waiting for say, okay, stand up. Okay, stand up. But I can't help but remember and think about the imagery when you think about the 21 Christians that were beheaded in Egypt on the shores of Tripoli. I can see all of their faces, and they all had peace. Because they were Christians who knew Christ. They were Christians who had a relationship with Jesus. They were Christians that said, you know what, if you ask me if I'm a Muslim or if you ask me if I'm a Christian, I'm going to tell you I'm a Christian because I know in whom the one I serve. Death does not scare me because I know the one who is life. When we're talking about this, we don't have to respond in fear.
No.
We can respond and just say, you know what, if somebody stands up in my neighborhood, if somebody stands up wherever, tell them about Jesus. This is not a time to be fearful. This is a time to be bold. This is a time to just say, you know what? Me and God are a majority. Regardless of who comes against me, it's God that's with me.
Yeah. And what we're doing is we're sounding the alarm. We're doing our very best to be watchmen on the wall. I mean, even Pastor Kay Chara, I think about her dream about a day of reckoning is coming to America.
Yeah.
She had a dream in which... she was at and I'm kind of giving you the gist of it real quick, but they were at a community gathering. There were people, there was, you know, fun activities, balloons and that type of stuff, cookouts. And then over a loudspeaker, she heard, you know, go to your homes. And we're going to go door by door. A day of reckoning is coming. And you got to look at what's happening. I mean, right now, the borders, there's so many reports. We've talked about this extensively on the program. I mean, there's all type of pamphlets and books that they're finding on the borders. Rick Joyner's dream, he saw things coming across the border that were going to cause ISIS. ISIS, going to cause ISIS to be afraid, if you will, to look at. They're going to be shocked at what some of the stuff that's going to be happening, lest we repent. And the question we got to ask ourselves is, why is this happening? Why now? Why now? And we don't have to look much further to look at what is happening in our nation. What is happening Is America on the incline or the decline? And when I talk about America, I'm not talking about our prosperity. I'm not talking about our wealth. I'm not talking about our education. I'm not talking about how many buildings we have and how many farms and who we're feeding. I mean, we feed the world. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about where are we in terms of the thing that matters the most.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our relationship with God. Well, how's the church right now? I mean, when you have 81% of Christians, according to George Barna and their statistics, Barna Group statistics, 81% of Christians are not reading the Word. They're not reading the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's 101. That's basic. We want to read the Word. We want to read the love letter that God gave for us. And the only way you're going to know a life is if you know what the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, the Bible tells us that in the last days, many will be deceived. And you're deceived because you're not spending any time with the Lord. And many false messiahs are going to come, and many people are going to fall away. Why? Because they never got a chance to meet the true Messiah. Matthew 7 tells us, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not? Yes, perform miracles, cast out demons. The list goes on and on. But the Lord's going to reply, I never knew you. Depart from me. Workers of iniquity, you know, depart from me. We have to come to a point where we don't know God just, you know, with our lips, say that we know him, but we know him with our hearts. Think of what Isaiah says. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. We need an awakening in our nation. We need a spiritual move of God, and it's coming. Many are praying. Many are believing. We have been declaring and standing firm. Some of the things that God has showed us is filled with so much hope. I mean, this is a wonderful, really, opportunity to be alive, because although we're headed on this downward spiral decline, if at any point we begin to look up, if at any point we begin to cry out to God, if at any point we begin to start acknowledging and confessing our sin and not live compromised lives, God will hear from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 Chronicles 7:14. But it starts with God's people. If God's people who are called by his name,
this
is not having to do with the world or anybody else. It has to do with us, the people, the family, the believers of God. And I'll tell you that what's coming, should we repent, is going to be such a powerful move of God. It's going to have so many young people involved going after the Lord that I think is going to be greater than anything that they saw during the Jesus movement, anything that they saw with even the Brownsville revival and other revivals that happened. It's going to be something that's going to be glorious, and it's going to be happening on so many fronts, so many nameless and faceless people, and it's going to be an awesome movement for God. People are hungry.
Mm-hmm.
They're waiting. They're waiting for the one guy that Ergen Kanner told us about in a previous program. He said he took one boy who relentlessly pursued me for Jesus, and he finally gave his life to the Lord. I tell you, when we give our hearts fully after God, we give him 100%, we hold nothing back, watch out. Because I believe God wants to pour out his Spirit. Is God waiting on us? Are we waiting on God? Now listen, we're not waiting on God, he's waiting on us. And all we have to do is turn to him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.